Hello, Booniverse. It is day 11 of February, or February. Can I just say that yesterday, SM2N mentioned me in a tweet that I hadn't seen that boo before. It was fantastic. It was a song that he did about 2 years ago for February. Fantastic. Right, today's topic has been... on this day in 1938, the BBC produced the first sci-fi show. Do you have any... What's your favourite TV genre, etc.? Yes, I like sci-fi. Doctor Who, fantastic. Sherlock, fantastic. Anything that Stephen Moffat does, brilliant. That's not what I'm really going to talk about in this poo. That's just getting that topic out of the way. What I really want to talk about is something that I've done this evening, which I wish I'd done ages ago. So, about... that's a question and a half. I've probably got the receipt somewhere. Hang on, let me have a look, because I can tell you the exact date when I bought it. On the 27th of February 2011, I bought the very first Samsung Galaxy Tab. Go look at it. It's a big thing, 7 inches, quite thick and chunky. But I bought one because it was that or an iPad, and this had 3G and the iPad didn't. At the same price. So I bought one, which is great. It was running Android 2.2, it then got the 2.3 upgrade, but I was still Gingerbread. And then Samsung discontinued support for it. So it's not had a warranty on it since 2012, because it had a year's warranty. So this evening, I pulled it out from its little hidey hole. I've got a Huddle as well, which serves me pretty well. But I'd heard about Cyanogen Mod before, but I'd never really explored it. Or done anything with it, or attempted to do anything with it. I'd rooted my tablet before. I haven't yet rooted the Huddle because I can't find a root that works on it, but I had rooted the Galaxy Tab before. Not a problem. So this evening I was like, do you know what? I'm bored of 2.3. Nothing is for it anymore. It looks rubbish. Let's try and upgrade it. Let's try and get KitKat on it. Which it discovers is very possible. In fact, it's so possible I now have Android 4.4 running on my 3-year-old tablet. Hang on, what day did I say in February? Hang on. Oh, the 27th. For a moment, I thought, I got confused and I thought it was... No. So, coming up on the 27th, that's exactly 3 years, isn't it? And it's now running the most up-to-date Android, which is brilliant. So if you have an old tablet, do the Cyanogen Mod upgrade. There's lots of tutorials on the internet for it, and I'm not the biggest coder in the world. I know a bit about computers, but I'm not the biggest coder in the world, and honestly, it's super easy. I wish I'd done it before. It's a little bit scary in process. This is where you have to go, oh, right, I'm now removing the operating system. It's fine. It works. It's fantastic. And I've now got a perfectly good tablet. And the thing about upgrading to Android 4.4 rather than 4.3 or 4.2 is that Google, for Android 4.4 KitKat, reduced the system requirements in terms of the processor and the RAM and that kind of thing. So an old tablet runs on Android 4.4 like a new tablet would, or a new phone, or an old phone run that had sort of Gingerbread on it. If you did the Cyanogen Mod upgrade to Android 4.4, runs almost like a new phone would, because the system requirements are lower for it. So if you have an old tablet that is now so old it's not worth it, look at Cyanogen Mod. That's my Sawyer top tip for the day. Right, so let's go back to February for just a minute, because tomorrow's topics are up. Tomorrow the topic is day 12. With many people struggling for money, are you having a holiday this year? If so, where are you off to? And day 13 is Desperation Day. You may recognise that if you watch How I Met Your Mother. That was a good link in. Valentine's Eve, are you planning anything special for tomorrow? I can already answer that now. No. But I can promise you, that the February topic for Valentine's Day itself will have nothing to do with Valentine's Day. We're making it completely different because we've done Valentine's Day the past February. So we're trying to, I'll avoid Valentine's Day. Obviously, if you want to talk about Valentine's Day, that's fine. And I've always said this, and many people ask me, and the amount of times every year, oh, I said I wasn't going to do it this year, but every year I've had tweets at me saying, do we have to stick to the topics? No, you don't have to stick to the topics. That's not the point of February. The point of February is that it's a regular upload, so that you do one a day. You could do more if you want, but at least one a day for the month of February. The topics are there simply as a guideline. It's to give you a topic if you're struggling for a topic. You don't have to stick to it. That's me almost out of time, so I'll see you tomorrow, Booniverse. Have fun and ta-ra.